You're listening to KHDX 93.1, Conway, Arkansas, Hendricks College's 10-watt Tower of Power, and this is Fresh Tracks with your host, Jacob Turner. This is my first time doing this show, and as usual, at the beginning of the semester, you know, everything's trying to come together, and we got our radio shows all getting started. This week is our first week doing it, and of course, I come into the booth, and for some reason, everything that's related to Google is somehow in Korean, so I had to fix that, and so I'm a little scattered, but it's all good because with that, okay, there we go, playlist is in order. So this is my first episode of Fresh Tracks, as I mentioned. What is Fresh Tracks? So I had this idea that there is a lot of music on the internet that's pretty good, but it doesn't get radio play. It's you're very, very independent artists. On websites that are popular for this kind, Bandcamp and SoundCloud, both are great platforms for artists to release their own music. They can collect money and sell merchandise and things like that, and it's all very independent. And there's a lot of great stuff. And so, with that in mind, I wanted to take the opportunity to play it for about an hour on Thursdays from 3 to 4. And so that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play the most indie stuff you've ever heard, but it's not going to be like just one genre. It's going to be all genres. This week happens to be rock, but one week it could be jazz. One week it could be, well, rock and jazz are usually my genre, so I don't really know. There's other genres I know of, but just keep going. All right, so we got a couple songs here. Okay. So these first two, as I mentioned, this is definitely rock week. Very guitar heavy rock week, I might add. And I have here all the bands in order. Okay, so our first two bands up are the first one is called the Bye Bye Blackbirds. They're out of Oakland, California, and they define themselves as the finest in thinking person's rock and roll. And it's very 70s-ish, 60s, 70s-ish rock and roll. I mean, it is. They claim influences from bands such as The Byrds, Rolling Stones, and then even some newer artists such as Spoon. And then after this, a much, much different band, even though it still kind of flows well, is a group called Wildlife out of Jersey City, New York City area, who quote influence such as the Rolling Stones, the Clash, the Ramones, and David Bowie. So two very, very different types of artists, but they've very much got rock sound down. So for our first two songs on Fresh Tracks, we are going to start off with All in Light by the Bye Bye Blackbirds off of their We Need the Rain album.
Love you, and all seasons through town, down on Main Street. The prettiest girl that I never did meet. She had dirty blonde hair and ice blue eyes. Just walking along the curb for 15 minutes nonstop. You know my heart dropping. I couldn't say one word. I knew when I saw her, I'd never forget. She gonna be my baby, she just don't know it, yeah. She'll be my sidewalk queen. Where was she last seen? I don't know, because she's out so far away. No, my feet are hurting. I'll keep on searching, and I will find her if it takes me all night and a thousand days. Excuse me, Mr. President, I'm begging you my pardon, but could you get all your G-men and help out my woman? She my only darling. You can sign a bill or do whatever you will, but do it fast, cause I won't rest until I find my sidewalk queen. Where was she last seen? I don't know, cause she's out so far away. I know my feet are hurting. I know for certain that I will find her if it takes me all night and a thousand days. How many times have I been told to quit acting like a fool? You ain't no detective. She my sidewalk queen. Where was she last seen? I'll never know, but she won't ever go far away. No, my feet were hurting. I kept on searching, and I found her, though it took me all night and a thousand one days.
So that was All in Light by the Bye Bye Blackbirds off their We Need the Rain album, followed by Sidewalk Queen by Wildlife off of their I've completely forgotten the term, but it's their album's also called Wildlife. And now what's interesting about Wildlife, and I was looking at their Facebook page, and their story simply describes them as 70s-styled punk slash rock and roll. Okay, like a leather boot filled with Hawaiian punch. I don't know about you, but that sounds absolutely disgusting. So that's not something I'm going to try, but that's pretty, very upbeat. This is why I'm not in an English class right now. So coming up next, we've got two very, very... all of these artists that I have here, they're all... somehow, like, they are complete opposites of each other, and yet the songs that I play somehow fit together. I don't know how that worked, but it seems that it worked in pairs, and it worked even better because I have 8 songs here for you today. But this next group is called Red Fox Run, and their tagline is, "We don't make you wait for the good parts." They're a rock group out of Denver, Colorado. And they're considered to be like a very, they're considered alt-rock with that, as this review goes, expressive and dirty modern rock into the hipster indie mix. Again, they're out of Denver, Colorado. And then after that, I will be playing from a Chicago-based group known as Ragged Claws, which just simply fashions themselves as good old rock and roll. But kicking off our next song, this is Emerald Hills by Red Fox Run off their Take Control album.
Oh, see the flesh fly, flying towards the neon lights. Feel an open seat and an open room. I'm moving in, fearless, feeling on the wrong side. My heart is empty and my head is pounding. Felt you there and everything slid away. Slid away. Slid away.
That was Emerald Hills by Red Fox Run off their Take Control album, and then Flesh Fly by Ragged Claws off their More Imagined Kings album. You're listening to KHDX FM, Conway, Arkansas, KHDX 93.1, Hendrix College's 10-watt Tower of Power, and this is Fresh Tracks with Jacob Turner. For those of you tuning in, Fresh Tracks is a show where I cover music exclusively on... Well, not exclusively, but it's on Bandcamp or SoundCloud, two very popular websites for independent artists to release their own music. And if you're wondering how independent these artists are, the last song I just played does not even have a cover art associated with it on our live streaming system online at khdx.fm. And so that kind of tells you how independent the music I'm playing today is, because this system usually gets it like 99.999 times out right. It's almost always spot on, and this time it didn't find it, which is very fascinating for me. But again, that was Red Fox Run. They were out of Denver, Colorado, and again, they don't make you wait for the good parts. Make it clear, it's right on the top of their website. And then the other group, Ragged Claws from Chicago, Illinois, that album, More Imagined Kings, I do believe that was just very recently, well, recently released, as in it was released in 2014. But that's the thing about these independent artists, is that a lot of times this isn't their primary job. They do this kind of in their spare time. They happen to release songs, and then sometimes I've seen examples of this happening, of where one song hits it big and then it becomes their full-time job. But that was Ragged Claws. Next up, we got these two artists. I don't know my Canadian geography, so I can't tell you how close these two are actually the closest as far as the pairing goes. But this group I'm going to be playing next is a group known as Les Trouble. I'm going to go with the English pronunciation of trouble, and I'm sure maybe there's some accented stuff with that, but I'm already bad at pronouncing English words as it is, so let's just go with Les Trouble. They are out of Montreal, and that's really it. Their biography even just says Les Trouble is a Montreal-based band. But yeah, they're definitely in this the style of this modern rock modern indie rock and roll type that I've been playing here today. And then after that, I got a group called Red Vox out of the Staten Island area of New York. But first up is How Was I to Know by Le Trouble off of their Making Matters Worse album.
Thank you.
So that was How Was I to Know by Les Troubles off of the Making Matters Worse album, and then Job in the City by Red Fox off of the What Could Go Wrong album. That's interesting. Or no, that's Making Matters Worse. I did see Making Matters Worse. Okay, never mind. At least I hope I did now. So, of course, Les Troubles out of Montreal, and then Red Fox out of Staten Island. What's interesting about this one, I don't quite get it, and I don't see, yeah, this, I'm guessing this is a nickname of some sort, but on Bandcamp, on the artist pages, you know, all the music stuff's on the left-hand side, and then on the right, there's this little column that's got, like, you know, links to Facebook and stuff, and discography, and, you know, contact us, help, and all that good stuff. Well, on this one, it at the top of the column, it has like a little profile picture type thing, and then the name of the artist or the person or whatever. And this one just says Vine. And what's funny is that if you actually look down on the left-hand side, the music, it's got some notes, and it says Red Fox is comprised of, and the person's name is, here it says Vin, so I'm guessing it's Vincent or something, but I thought that was very strange at first that it just said Vine. But yes, that was Red Fox out of Staten Island there at the end. And one interesting thing I wanted to note, go back to Les Troubles for a second, because the next artist that I'm going to play is actually signed to an independent record label. And this was very recent because the song that I'm about to play is by them is like just was released a few days ago. But I didn't realize this. Making Matters Worse also was. It was released on February 3rd of 2017 to Indica Records in Canada. And the reason I thought that was very interesting was that there is an artist, a very popular alt-rock artist called Fantagram. And they are also signed to the same company. And so they just happen to be on the same record label. So that must be a big label up in Canada. But like I said, we got a couple more songs for you here. As second to last one is a group called the Menzingers. They're out of Philadelphia, and they're signed to Epitaph Records. So again, a very large independent record label, but this is apparently a very, very recent signing. This is actually their most recent album. And then after that, I've got here a group called Liberty Ship from Sheffield in the UK. They've got some interesting stuff, but let's start with the Menzingers. This is Thick as Thieves by the Menzingers on their After the Party album.
I'm
So that was Thick as Thieves by the Menzingers off their After the Party album, and What Point by Liberty Ship off their demo. And it is called Demo. It was released in 2015. Again, the Menzingers signed to large indie label Epitaph Records, and that After the Party album was just released. Well, Liberty Ship is actually just is putting out a couple more songs. They've released three singles, other singles on their Bandcamp right now. What is interesting is I want to read this quote, and I thought this was absolutely interesting. We've heard two Liberty Ship tracks set for release early this year, and they are No Word of a Lie, Phenomenal. Lee Mavers, like, Phenomenal. That good. I was like, who is Lee Mavers? And apparently he's some big singer from England who was in a group called The Laws, and was best known for a hit, There She Goes, in the late 1980s. So I guess that's a really big deal. But yeah, apparently they are a very big up-and-coming name in Sheffield. They've been headlining a couple of local groups that have been touring and opening up for some festivals over there. So that's really, really interesting. And with that is today's episode of Fresh Tracks, the first episode of Fresh Tracks to ever air. Again, it's going to be a little different every week. This week was definitely rock themed, but I will try to focus on a lot of other different genres. Definitely Bandcamp and SoundCloud have all sorts of music. People are constantly releasing new stuff. So I am looking to find the newest of the new, which sometimes is a couple years old, as we've heard on this show, but that's okay too. And with that, I would believe that we are done here. So I want to thank you again for listening to Fresh Tracks today. We're always on, unless we're not, on Thursdays from 3 to 4 here on KHDX FM 93.1, KHDX Conway, Arkansas, Hendricks College's 10-watt Tower of Power. I'll see you next time.